Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Glad you're with us. Great show for you today. We're going to preview tonight's matchup with Appalachian State in men's basketball. Women also playing tonight. We've got Matthew Parr in the studio. Now, if you were at the last basketball game, you watched this young man drain a half-court shot like it was nothing to it. Put $3,000 in his pocket. We've got him here in the studio. We'll be talking to him about a loan before we leave.
Yeah, he's my new best friend. I'm calling him every half hour.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure that you are. So lots to talk about. But first, we want to welcome Andrew Abbedy to the Eagle Hour. Andrew.
Golf clap.
Yes, has been a regular guest on our show, and I've made no bones about saying that I think he's just an excellent sports writer, does a great job covering Southern Miss Athletics, and we're just happy to say that he is now a member of our staff. And Andrew, welcome, man.
Yeah, appreciate the kind words. Thanks for having me here and all that stuff. I'm glad somebody reads what I do.
Well, I do, Andrew, and you got here in plenty of time for me to take you into my office and warn you about the man sitting to your left. But you told me you were already braced for this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, number one, I've been around Kelly for a while. When his days of covering or being the voice of Summerall baseball, I got to sit next to him and hear all of his great commentary. He's not mysterious.
And you still joined the staff.
I know. Well, you guys pay great, you know. We talked about for so long of getting me a nice little check. I mean, hey, why not?
And it's a good thing that Andrew is with us and covers Southern Miss so well, Bob, to go along with two guys who know nothing about Southern Miss. And
it's great to have somebody that actually knows what the hell they're talking about.
That's right.
No, you're exactly. Well, we're glad to have you, Andrew. We know you'll make a great contribution to our show. I'm going to start it out with you, Andrew. We were talking earlier this week to a young man, a sports writer down on the coast who's a Troy graduate. We were asking, what's all this national love for Troy baseball? Well, the Sun Belt preseason picks come out. Narrow margin now, I will say, but coaches within the league predicting the Golden Eagles to win it again this year.
Yeah. They've won it two straight years. Why wouldn't you be picking them to
win it? Repeat.
Five different players land on the preseason team. I mean, they're going to be good, you know? It's just, I know there's a discussion of the top 25. It's still the preseason stuff, but, you know, there's Coastal, UL, all got first place votes. I mean, the Sun Belt is deep in baseball. I mean, you could take this thing with a grain of salt because, honestly, truthfully, I think there's six different teams who could win it by the time the season's up.
I think you're right. And Southern Miss got 179 votes, first place votes. Troy, 178. Louisiana, 174. Coastal, a little ways back at 161. Georgia Southern, 125, although I think that could be a dark horse team in the league.
Well, I would say James Madison, too. They got into the tournament last year. And Old Dominion is, you know, they were ferocious in Conference USA. Even Texas State. I mean, they were in a super regional or game away from a super regional not that long ago.
But we do need to teach Andrew, though, Bob, is this being his first day, that when we're talking about JMU, it's not James Madison.
It's damn James Madison. James no. damn Madison.
Yeah. There,
all right. Colby Allen, who was on the show yesterday, Matthew Russo, Ozzie Pratt, who's going to be on the show tomorrow, Davis Gillespie and Nick Monastir all make first team all preseason Sun Belt. Pretty good, Kelly Sander, when you get five of your guys are the starting preseason players.
And none of those surprise me. I think they all deserve to be there. That's when you know your program really is kind of on automatic mode, is when no matter who's playing what positions, I mean, every year they're going to be legitimate contenders to be, you know, preseason picks on these teams.
You know, if you look at this, though, guys, and Andrew, Matthew Russo is the kid that jumps out at me. He was kind of obscure until last year, and he really came on the last half of the year, and they're really counting on Russo to be a big stick, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure. Honestly, I think you kind of say that about Davis Gillespie, too.
Correct.
Like, those were two guys that you knew were up and coming. The talent was there. It was just kind of a matter of time and waiting to see them get their chance. And they both kind of came around mid-season and were huge impacts to that lineup. And, you know, I expect both of them to hit 10 home runs each.
Here's something odd, Kelly. Troy gets all this love. I'm looking down the list. If I'm overlooking somebody, tell me. There's not a Troy kid on the preseason All-Sun Belt team.
I think the reason that people have Troy projected so high is they look directly at that pitching staff. Mm-hmm. And when you look at experienced returning pitching, Troy definitely is running the train, you know, as far as having returned players back. Now, Southern Miss has been in this boat before where, well, who's going to start? Doesn't matter. I mean, they're so deep in quality pitching. If they stay healthy, you know, Southern Miss, I've talked about this before, is going to be every bit as good as they have been in the past. But I think that's the defining reason why Troy is getting the love is because pitching is important and they have a lot of it coming back, proven.
And they also did fairly well in the transfer portal, at least on paper. That's the thing with this transfer portal. It all looks great on paper until they actually show up. But, you know, they did land a few SEC guys who, you know, are known to be talented, but, you know, to be determined. But that is an interesting point. Not a single Troy player on the preseason Sun Belt team.
They're one vote away from winning the league. All right, about 4 minutes left of the segment. Switch gears quickly. Signing day, but as you were explaining to me in my office, signing day is not what it used to be because it's, I think, two signing days now and the portal changes a lot, right?
Correct. So you have two major signing days. There's the
football,
early one.
By the way.
Yeah, football. Early in December. That's kind of the big one now that many sports reporters are running around. When I first started out, this February one was, I mean, it was all hands on deck running around like crazy. Now the second one is for kind of your leftover D1 roster spots, especially with the transfer portal, and it's also more so a bigger day for the junior colleges. But yeah, it's kind of a filler, and this one's also kind of weird for Southern Miss since they are really revamping this entire roster primarily from the transfer portal. I think they're expected to have just nine more people signed, so yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you too much about him. I know there's Denzel Gardner, who is a three-star quarterback that is supposed to be highly touted. But in terms of the other guys, I don't know too much about them. But, you know, we'll wait and see. This first year, regardless, is going to be transfer portal heavy because of just the turnover.
I think we've seen the players come in here already that Coach Huff is counting on being his main guys.
But what's interesting to me is that would make sense for a new coach in his first year. Mm-hmm. But I think when you look at coaches who have been at their particular schools 5-6 years, it doesn't matter. It's always transfer portal heavy. You know, it's almost made signing day and all kind of passe now because it really doesn't matter. We're just going to turn it over.
Well, for me, and you know, couple years ago it was a big deal to always go to every signing if possible, and now these kids transfer in a year. You know, why am I going to this as much as I was before if these kids are going to leave in 1 year? You know, and I hate to take that approach because I know it's a big moment for these kids. They work hard for it, but it's the fact of the matter.
Right,
it's a different world, guys. No question.
And it's not going back.
I think it's going to be on ESPN Plus this afternoon if you want to tune that in, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that is correct.
5 o'clock, maybe? Is that what I heard?
5 or 4. Don't quote me, though.
Yeah, but you can watch it on ESPN Plus if you like. All right.
4:30.
4:30. All right, we're going to be bringing on Matthew Present here in just a moment or two from App State. Real quick, Andrew, and then Kelly, your thoughts about tonight's game. Important that they win a road game.
Yes. That's the missing piece of the puzzle for most of the teams other than Arkansas State, right? I mean, if you win one on the road, that's one that you're taking away from the field. And it's pretty much assumed right now that Arkansas State's going to going to play its way into the number one seed. But other than that, Andrew, you know, Troy's right there kind of two. South Al, you thought that South Al was going to be solid, and then they go and get swept by Louisiana Monroe. So if you even get that two seed, let's just hypothetically say Arkansas State nails down the one seed. The two seed is just as good as the one in the sense that you automatically go to the semis.
That's all that matters. You got to get those two, you know, that bye. But I'm going to kind of say this is a must win for them because you're not going to beat Arkansas State on the road. I just don't see it happening. But you still very much have a lot to play for. I mean, you still play three or actually all top three teams in the top of the Sun Belt standings, Arkansas State, Troy, South Alabama. But you need to win this game. You need to win that game at ULM because you get those last four games on the road. And if you can put yourself in a position to get to really move six games up.
That's, at home, the last four at home.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot to play for, but this is definitely a must-win in my mind.
All right, we'll preview that game here in just a couple minutes. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Really appreciate those guys. Opening segment sponsored, of course, every day by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, where you can cater next weekend, opening weekend of baseball. No better day in the world, Kelly, than opening day of baseball season. And Dickey's would be a great place for you to call and cater that first weekend. We know you're going to enjoy it. All right, when we come back, Matthew Present, he'll be on the call tonight if you watch him on ESPN+. He's our next guest. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, Campus Bookmart, Hardy Street, sponsors this segment of the Eagle Hour. CampusBookmart.net if you're an out-of-towner and want to buy some Southern Miss swag, that's the place to go. Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, CampusBookmart.net. Don't forget about our Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Thousands of downloads every month. We're very grateful for that. YouTube, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Audible, Apple. Or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Men's basketball on the road tonight at Appalachian State. A good App State team, 13-9 on the season. Elite defensive team holding opponents to 63 points a game. That is 16th in the NCAA. Matthew Present will be on the ESPN Plus call tonight. If you tune in to watch the game, we're happy to have him on the Eagle Hour. A tough draw for the Golden Eagles. Matthew, looks like App State playing pretty well this year in basketball.
Yeah, it's been really good to see what Dustin Kearns has been able to do with a team this year. Last year's team was outstanding, won the regular season, stumbled a little bit in the postseason, but was just an incredibly talented team, the winningest team in program history. And App State departed all but two players from that team in terms of guys who impacted the rotation. And so it's a rebuilding year for App State. And things were up and down in the non-conference portion of the schedule and didn't start off great. Lost the conference opener pretty soundly on the road against Louisiana. But then these last several weeks, things have clicked, five-game winning streak, and the team, you alluded to the defense, and that's really what has always been the headliner for Dustin Kearns' teams, is that end of the floor. But this team, while it might not have any one particular player that's an elite defender, they play so well as a team on that end of the floor. And then certainly what Miles Tate and C.J. Huntley can do on the offensive end, to see two guys in their fifth year take the next step the way those two have has been really special.
Well, it's not unique that that you guys have figured out that so goes Denaje Harris, so goes the Eagles, and the Mountaineers are ready to key on Denaje tonight.
Yeah, and I think one thing that stands out in speaking about the App State defense is they are really good at limiting the opposing team's best player. I think if you look at, you know, games across the league, whether it's Old Dominion, whether it's James Madison, the list goes on, when you have a guy that's number one on the opposing team's scouting report, typically that player, even if he gets his season average against App State, does it inefficiently. And certainly I think that's the hope for the Mountaineers tonight for Denaje Harris. But, I mean, I'm really excited to see him play. It's not too often you get the top two scorers in the conference going at it like we'll have tonight with Harris and Tate. And then Harris is the leading rebounder in the Sun Belt, seventh in the country, and Tate's the leading assist man in the Sun Belt. So a couple of really outstanding players, and potentially a preview for kind of who gets the player of the year this year in the conference.
But, Matthew, your starting five have done most of the heavy lifting for you guys this year. Tell us about the bench or lack thereof.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned it's a rebuilding year, and certainly I think the biggest difference between last year's team and this year's team is kind of that reserve unit. Last year, App State had the luxury of bringing Miles Tate and C.J. Huntley off the bench. I mean, they were playing starters' minutes, but they were essentially the sixth and seventh guys on the team in terms of when they entered the ballgame. Now they're the top two scorers, and they're combining for 32 points per game, but there's certainly a drop-off thereafter. Dior Connors has been a nice piece shooting on the perimeter. Jaleel Bobrin certainly improved as play has gone along this season, but those four guys really account for a lot for App State. Last time out against Georgia State, App State had just two bench points, and there was a game a few weeks ago where it was just one bench point. So you certainly hope that as the season rolls along and as things wind down, that this Mountaineer team can find a little bit more depth in scoring and find, you know, some guys that can come in and supplant what the starting lineup is doing, because you can't really afford right now for an off night for a guy in that starting lineup, and certainly the minutes wear as the year goes on.
Matthew, I wanted to ask you, and you mentioned this already with that slow start in non-conference. They've turned it around, winners of seven of the last nine. What do you kind of point to that being the key part of that turnaround for them? What has been the difference, and what's clicking for them in this last stretch of games?
I don't know that it's like one particular thing. I think that's something we've kind of tried to figure out ourselves. If you talk to the coaches and the players, they certainly feel like it's a commitment to defense and what they're doing collectively on that end of the floor that started everything else moving in the right direction. I think that's certainly a part of it, but I think three-point success, I mean, this year's team is shooting the best three-point percentage of any team in the Dustin Kearns era. They turn the ball over a lot early in the season. They've cut back on that, which certainly helps, and even though free throw shooting has been an Achilles heel at times, that mark and that percentage has gotten better over the last seven, nine games. And so I think you kind of put those pieces together. And if you're really making it hard on the other team to score and you're cleaning up some of those mistakes, all of a sudden you're putting yourself in a really good position to win a lot of games.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, and this is more of an in general question about the Sun Belt, but you guys are two games back from first place. I mean, there's, I think, four or five teams tied at 7-4 in the conference standings. What's your take on this conference? Is it still very much wide open? I know Arkansas State's kind of taking the lead in it, but it feels like this is anybody's conference to win.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think Arkansas State is kind of in a tier of their own, and I think their record's a little misleading. They're 9-2, but both losses came without Kobe Julian, who was the preseason player of the year. And so when they're at full strength, they're undefeated right now in the Sun Belt. And that's not to say that they can't stumble. I mean, it's a competitive conference, and they're certainly going to get challenged down the stretch. But I think they're in a tier of their own. Troy is a solid team, but I don't know that they're kind of that. Aside from the record, that they've really separated themselves from the rest of the pack. I think it's pretty wide open, you know, from second place on down through maybe 12th place in the conference standings. For App State, one thing that really stands out is that right now the Mountaineers are tied with Marshall for third place, one of four teams tied for third. And the Mountaineers and Thundering Herd play twice in the final three games of the schedule. And as I'm sure you guys know, with the new bracket this year in the Sun Belt tournament, where you're having, you know, that elongated format with all of the incremental buys, you get down to that final week with so many teams bunched up, and all of a sudden those games are really, really impactful, where you could have a team moving up and down two lines on the bracket potentially down towards the finish. So certainly I think it's wide open, but in seeing the teams I've seen so far, I do think Arkansas State is a tier above.
So, Matthew, App State is 23-3 at home since the start of last year. So they like playing at home. What kind of atmosphere are the Golden Eagles going to walk into there tonight?
Hopefully a good one. It's good to have students back on campus. Unfortunately, we started the new year with four straight games at home, all with students not in school. And so it was a little bit disappointing to have all those games without the, you know, the maximum environment. But with the team playing well and the students back on campus, you know, certainly hope it's another good one tonight. And I just think the program continues to rise, not only in terms of the national landscape, but also in the prestige that it carries on campus. And last year we sold out at home in a win against Auburn. We sold out a national TV game against James Madison. And so being able to play those games and win those games and create a culture of basketball and interest in this sport at a school that historically is known really for football far more than anything else, it's been really cool to see the basketball at App State kind of catch up in terms of the passion from the student body and the fans.
All right, Matthew, real quickly before we let you go, you guys are undergoing a football regime change too. How's it going? What's been the feedback?
Yeah, I think anytime, you know, you have a traditional football power undergo, you know, a coaching change, there's some turmoil. But I think the perception has been awesome with Dow Loggins coming in and the way he's gotten after it in recruiting and the transfer portal and all the things he's been able to accomplish. I know today we signed a handful of guys in that the old school signing day window, if you will. But I think there's a sense that we're kind of fishing in a pond that we hadn't been fishing in the last few years in terms of getting guys that are kind of next level SEC talent and getting transfers from Arkansas and Tennessee and those sorts of places. And so, you know, you never really know how that's going to turn out when you put all the pieces together and the chemistry and so forth. But from a talent perspective, things are really looking bright for the Mountaineers come the fall.
Matthew, we really appreciate your time. Looking forward to an exciting competitive basketball game tonight, man. And best of luck to you guys the rest of the year.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you having me.
All right, Matthew Present, everybody. Should mention real quickly, the ladies are at home tonight. They play
Georgia Southern
at 6 o'clock against Georgia Southern. And you were visiting with Malia Grayson yesterday. We're going to bring that interview to our listeners either tomorrow or Friday, but I know you enjoyed being around her. It's delightful.
She's just great. You know, I mean, you try not to develop any type of, you know, emotional attachment to athletes.
Hard not to.
It really
her.
Is with her, and she's homegrown and represents the city and the university so well. Good for her.
No question. All right, when we come back, man, we got a shooter and a rich man in the studio. Matthew Parr electrified the crowd this week with a half-court shot. We're going to hear how he did it next.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of our program right there in the shadow of The Rock, Slade, and all those guys. Absolutely fabulous. Great place to have lunch, great place to enjoy dinner, and, of course, the best place to catch your next Southern Miss sporting event. Speaking of which, we will be doing 2 hours a week from Friday. Pete Taylor Park, as we kick off the 2025 baseball season. Hill Denson will be joining us as our annual co-host of the show. That's always a very interesting. He just loves Kelly's questions, and one of the most classic moments I've ever seen was, I'll let Kelly tell that story a little later. All right, here we go. Now, if you were at the basketball game last week, you saw this young man by the name of Matthew Parr. This has been an ongoing contest where Bocoma Casino sponsors the event, and they pick a student. Student gets one chance to make a half-court shot for ever how much money was in the pot. I guess it started at a couple hundred dollars. It had built its way up to $3,000, and that's when our next guest, Matthew Parr, stepped in. He drained it from half-court land. Is putting $3,000 in his pocket. All right, take us through it, Matthew, because you're very confident. You said you had told all your buddies if you ever got the shot, you were going to make it. And the second it left your hand, you're thinking, cha-ching.
Yeah, we are. So a bunch of my buddies went to the game. We had a little event beforehand, so the marketing team comes over to the student section, lets us know to all put our name kind of in the drawing. That's how you get to take the shot. It's a random drawing, and I guess it goes up by $500 or something every time the shot's taken and it's missed. So normally it's shot at halftime. I get to about halftime. The guy comes over, lets me know, you're going to be taking the shot. We're doing it near the end of the game. I actually had to go to work. So I had to call up one of my other buddies, get him to take my shift. But, yeah, I knew from the minute he told me I was going to be close. It was almost muscle memory.
You had dreamed about this.
Since I was young, I just throw shots up at the basketball hoop. That's all I was doing.
Now, are you splitting the $3,000 with the guy that covered your shift where you could make the shot?
I'm paying for my school, and I got a couple left. And
I'm taking that as a no.
I'm sure me and him can figure something out with what I got left.
I was about to say, you can give him maybe $50 or something.
Yeah,
I
mean, just throw him a coin or something.
We'll probably go figure something out. I'll have a little bit left after paying my school.
All right, Andrew, you showed him a picture of himself. Describe the picture after this young man made the shot.
I mean, I got to say, when you made it, you knew exactly how to showboat it. Like, it was like the ideal celebration. It was like a professionally done celebration. I even thought that while I videoed it. And there's a great photo of you just kind of pointing the finger up in the air. And then they shoot, you know, it's a photo of you doing that backside, and then you just see the fans going crazy. I mean, it's just, you know, it's what you want to see from sports photography, but you got to get that frame, man. That's something to do with $3,000.
Yeah, it's bigger than the money, even, for sure, the memory.
Describe the whole thing to us. What were you thinking when you went up there, and what did you think when you heard the crowd reaction?
I was doing my best to think nothing, honestly. I was you know, in that situation, I was walking up and people were saying, you know, don't miss, you know. One of my good buddies, G.W. Pigott, actually works, you know, with the marketing team. So he kind of escorted me out there, and I really wasn't thinking much. Like I said, it was pretty muscle memory. I, oddly enough, would, as a kid, just practice shooting from as far out as I could.
And you never played basketball, correct? Not in an organized fashion.
Never played organized. Just had a lot of buddies that played, so kind of picked it up on the side.
Now, in the hopes of speeding up this process for you, you haven't gotten your $3,000 yet, correct?
Right. So I've spoken to the marketing team a couple times. Haven't heard anything from them. Was supposed to hear something from them this morning, but I'm sure we'll get that figured out. It's part of it. So,
You got to get your money, man. All right, now here's the important question. How many ladies have been in touch with you since you won that $3,000?
I think it's best not to talk about that. we could move on from that one.
Was there like an urge to go to, you know, I Brewskies is right down the road and go, let's go buy a round for everybody?
Well, I mean, the first thing I did is I went and picked up the rest of my shift at work, and then everybody was saying I was leaving, so I hit the shot halftime, or I guess near the end of the game, going up the stairs. People were stopping me saying, drinks on you tonight, drinks on you tonight.
Mm, you got a lot of new friends, too, I'll bet, since that night, huh?
Plenty of people that I've never spoken to before.
Man, how do you go from having such that high of a moment to then having to go to work and put in a full shift? I wouldn't be able to concentrate or focus or even want to go to work at that point.
Yeah, it was definitely odd. It felt very surreal, you know, sitting there at the liquor store.
Is that where you work? Is that a liquor
store? I do. I work at a liquor store.
I wanted to see what Sumo and the rest of the SAEs had to say.
If you go back and rewatch that video, I know Andrew posted one on his Twitter. There's a pretty good video on there. You zoom in on that student section. A lot of those guys in the upper section of that are some of my boys, and Sumo is in there just absolutely Sumo. Going ballistic.
You haven't met Sumo, Bob?
No, I have not. I'll have to introduce Sumo.
You. Now, you're from Union City, Tennessee, right?
Yes, Matthew? Sir.
But your family, your parents both went to Southern Miss. Kind of tell us about the rest of your family, what you're studying, and what you want to do once you leave Southern Miss.
Right. Yeah, my grandmother went to Southern Miss, as well as both my parents actually met at Southern. So I was introduced to the campus really young. You know, I came all the way back down from Tennessee just to go to Southern Miss. Have always been a Golden Eagle. Right now I'm studying hospitality and tourism management, which is a smaller program at Southern Miss. I like it a lot. I changed to it. I was just at general business. So right now I'm between going that way, and I also do a little bit of sales throughout the summer. So I have a couple paths I can go that way as well.
All right, Matthew, of course, Southern Miss students, generally speaking, are very wealthy. And I'm sure you don't really need this money. What charity are you considering donating this $3,000 to?
The Sumo Foundation.
Go ahead. Feel free to answer.
I'll probably drop a couple dollars off to my fraternity and, send the rest to the school. Go right
back
to
Did you call your folks the night you had won the $3,000 and tell them?
I did.
What was their reaction?
Well, my mother couldn't believe it. I texted her as soon as I knew I was shooting the shot, and I told her, she was pretty confident in me. She said, all that basketball in the backyard's paying off for you. So,
well, now, if you had been like my kids, this is the call I would have gotten, Center. Hey, Dad, I just won $3,000 shooting a basketball. Can you put $50 in my account? I'm a little short on grocery money. Did you hit your parents up for a little coin when you told them you had just won three?
No, not quite. If anything, could have been the opposite. I probably would have told him, I'll send you a couple. So
I find it ironic that you're getting $3,000 from Southern Miss only to basically give it right back to them as you're paying your student loans off.
Right. It's part of it.
It's a rough cycle.
But it had to be a night you're going to remember for a long time.
Always.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, man. You brought some excitement. I've been watching every game, and waiting for somebody to hit it. And I missed the one night that they hit it, but you drained it. And I guess now they're starting over, right, thanks to you.
Right. I think that I might have been one of the first actual students to shoot the shot. So I think they're starting to kind of transition from that, getting it more student-oriented and getting them to hit up the game more often, the students, get them involved.
The night we play South
Alabama? Yeah, could you suit up when South Alabama comes here? Is there any chance of that? You got any eligibility?
I'm sure I have some eligibility, but I don't know if anybody wants to use it.
Well, congratulations, Matthew. We're proud of you, man. We appreciate you coming in here and sharing this happy news with us in our studio.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And let us know if you don't get that money. You'll get it.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get it. All right. Matthew Parr, the richest man on campus today, Kelly. Thank you for getting him in here. What a great interview. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap things up on this edition of the Eagle Hour. On the way out, let me remind you about two great sponsors, Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg, the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour, and a place that we certainly enjoy desserts, and we think you will too. And Kevin Mullins, Mr. Grubbs, our buddies at Genesis of Hattiesburg. We really appreciate their support of our program. Their sedans and SUVs are the finest vehicles on the road today, and their new showroom is just magnificent. Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank Matthew Parr for joining us in our studio today. That was a fun conversation. Matthew present as well for giving us that preview of tonight's App State game. Remember, the Lady Eagles are in action tonight at 6 o'clock against Georgia Southern. Is that not right? Correct? 6 o'clock, great opportunity for you to see Malia Grayson and those fine young ladies take the floor tonight. This segment of the show is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street, where you can take your children and you could go yourself, obviously, for baseball and softball training. And Luke Reynolds is up there. He was mighty good, so he's got a lot to teach. They have great instructors. It is a state-of-the-art facility, and we appreciate all that DBAT does to support our program.
You know, it seems funny to me. We had Matthew Parr on the show, as you were just talking about, and we were joking about him being available to play against South Al. And he said, and Andrew kind of chirped and stuff that we've always kind of said, it wouldn't matter.
They do seem to have our number, though. Yeah.
It's unbelievable how South Al does.
For what it's worth, though, he did seem very confident that USM will beat App State tonight.
Yeah, he did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was aware of the point spread, too. That caught my ear.
He's not the only college student that makes a little sandwich money, shall we say, here or there, maybe laying a bet down. Yeah.
So, Andrew, we're just delighted to have you on the show, and you continue to write for the Pine Belt News. Tell us a little bit about that publication, because I've always had a really great interest in the print journalism. And actually, one of my business fantasies years and years ago was to buy and own a county weekly newspaper in a small town of Mississippi. You're shaking your head.
That's a stressful life. No, so we are a weekly newspaper. We come out every Thursday morning. Subscription is $35 for the year. I don't see a cent of any of that money. Mm-hmm. So incentive to go read it. You know, we're online. That's our main priority. You know, we've got Pine Belt Sports, which is my focus. We cover Lamar and Forest County. I know people hear Pine Belt and they think there's more, but that's I just the guy that works there. We cover Cary, Southern Miss, all the high schools in Lamar and Forest County, as well as Jones and PRCC. And, you know, of course, we're also we also run Signature Magazine, which is really popular and big. I don't do much with that. And then, of course, I also do a bi-yearly sports preview magazine. We just put to press our Pine Belt Sports Baseball Preview Magazine, which will have previews on every high school team, junior, college, you name it.
Yeah, you were telling me that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's like 25 stories in 6 days, and it's just not really fun for me. We do a football one as well, but you know, people really like the baseball one. Actually do it at D-Bats, sponsor of this show. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we put in a lot of work. We got a great network of freelancers that help me out when they can. You know, go read, please.
The biggest problem that a lot of journalists have told me that they have in any, not just print, but electronic journalism, is that sometimes not all the news is good. And you have to talk to a person who is in the news who might not be shown in the best light. So how do you establish that relationship, Andrew, without burning any bridges?
Yeah, and honestly, it's how I kind of intend to carry myself on the show. You have to stay objective. You have to look at everything. You got to give people the benefit of the doubt as much as assume the opposite. You know, you have to look at everything in a level playing field and treat people as such, because you never know what the story might actually be. And never do I want my integrity questioned, because you have to write about things that are uncomfortable and unhappy, and you can't have people assuming you are writing under some sort of agenda, which is, I wish more journalists carry themselves like that, but that is something I really try to carry.
That is a lost art in the world of journalism, Andrew. Well, I'm happy to hear you say that.
Well, it goes to politics, too, how everything is so polarizing. You're either for us or you're against us. You can't be, you know, somewhere in between. And it's kind of like with Southern Miss. Either you're with Southern Miss, or if you say anything in the negative, people perceive that you're against Southern Miss.
Well, sometimes they want you to say negative just so you can burn things down. And, you know, a lot of times I've had to go against the crowd, and I'm okay with that. But you know, there's a way to do it. You have to back up your facts. You have to give people a reason to listen, and that's the other part of today's media world. People don't want to, you know, people are not okay with having their mind bubble popped. It's okay if that happens, because that makes you have to reassess and go and learn yourself, and whether it be understanding your own beliefs or trying to understand somebody else's, it's okay. And luckily I'm in the sports world, so it's a lot more easier to do and more fun to do, and in many ways less stressful than some of the more harder news areas. But you know, a lot of times that hard news stuff loves to find a way to bleed its way into sports, and that's when the job can get tricky. But it's all about staying objective. I know that's easier said than done, but that's what it really boils down to.
Sometimes it's not easy, because sometimes the news is not good that you're reporting every day, Andrew.
No, for sure.
No, I mean, it was so hard to cover football, especially, you know, I liked Will Hall. Everybody in the media liked Will Hall. And, you know, it stings way more when you lose at home. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to say how it is.
You're right. Hey, we're glad to have you on the team, man.
I appreciate you guys again giving me this opportunity.
Right. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Kelly, Andrew, and I. We hope you'll join us. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.